Kiss an Angel by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. Copyright 1996 by Avon Books. This recording of the full-length reading of Kiss an Angel was published by arrangement with Susan Elizabeth Phillips and the Axelrod Agency and was produced in 1996 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Anna Fields. Chapter 1. Daisy Devereaux had forgotten her bridegroom's name. I, Theodosia, take thee. She caught her bottom lip between her teeth. Her father had introduced them several days ago. That terrible morning, the three of them had gone to get the marriage license, and she'd heard the name then. Right afterward, the man had disappeared, and she hadn't seen him again until a few minutes ago, when she'd walked down the staircase of her father's Central Park West duplex into the living room where this makeshift mid-morning wedding ceremony was taking place. Her father stood behind her, and Daisy could almost feel him vibrating with disapproval. But his disapproval was nothing new. He'd been disappointed with her even before she was born, and no matter how hard she'd tried, she'd never been able to get him to change his mind. She risked a sideways peek at this bridegroom her father's money had bought for her, a stud muffin, a very scary stud muffin with his towering height, lean whipcord build, and those eerie amber eyes. Her mother would have loved him. When Lainey Devereaux had died in a yacht fire last year, she'd been in the arms of a 24-year-old rock star. Daisy had finally reached the...